96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
All right, Shania is in Oak Park and her boyfriend confessed something that, I don't know, man, I think this is super unforgivable.
Mm-hmm. He admitted to leaving my cat in a random part of town because he hated it.
Yeah. break up with his ass.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I.
What has happened here?
I don't know. I don't know what it is with him, but my cat has always hated him. For the last 2 years we've been together, my cat Pequod has always
Pequod
scratched.
Is that after Pequod's pizza?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny. So Pequod doesn't like him.
No, he scratches and hissed at him. I thought he would eventually get over it, but he never did. I genuinely thought my cat ran away because he hated my boyfriend, but it turns out my boyfriend got rid of him.
So,
and the only reason I know is because we got wasted at Hubbard Inn in River North and he blurted it out.
Okay, so he just decided, I don't like this cat. I'm going to make it look like it got lost or it got out.
But he said he just had to tell me because it's been killing him, because he can tell that I obviously miss my cat. But like, I can't believe he did it. You know, like he's a psychopath behavior. You know, and that's my cat. And he said he was stressed about his job, couldn't take it for another minute, whatever. He's super sorry. Like, what? You're sorry?
Well, now I know why your cat hates your boyfriend, because he saw it coming. He was like, this guy's going to literally drop me off in some random part of town.
Yeah. Tell me something good about this guy, because this just sounds like somebody that you would run from.
So, he did end up bringing my cat back.
Okay.
Luckily, it was, I don't know what he was thinking. He left him in a gated park, so he was able to, like, find him and get him back. But it doesn't negate the fact that he did that in the first place. Like, if that's your thought, that's really frightening to me. Like terrifying.
You could have easily never gotten your cat back. Somebody could have found it, taken it home. It could have gotten
hit by a car.
Yeah.
So I can't even think like that because it makes me nauseous. And my cat, by the way, my cat is right next to me right now. I mean, and he says hi. And he's receiving all of the snuggles. It's just, he will not look at my boyfriend. And honestly, it's hard for me to look at him too right now.
So. Yeah. I mean, I think my gut says end this.
He did bring the cat back, but...
But only because he felt, like, extreme guilt and saw how sad she was.
Okay, he felt... let me try to be devil's advocate. He felt extreme guilt. He saw how sad you were. He realized, oh my gosh, what I have done is crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he pretended forever. Like, at least we know he has a little heart, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're just tuning in, it's Shania in Oak Park. Her boyfriend and her cat do not get along, so he got rid of the cat, took the cat elsewhere, dropped it off. She thought her cat was lost, and his goal was just to make it look like the cat got lost, got out, and was never going to come home. Anyway, she was very upset. He felt guilty and went and found the cat. She's got it back, but doesn't know she should stay with this guy because he's psycho. Can it be a match? I mean, he did go back and get the cat. I'll give some credit for that, but...
But do we reward fish for swimming?
Yeah. I want to know, is there anybody who's listening who's like, you know, who can sort of see a match in this? Or straight up, is it just a mistake? 877-591-9696. We need to hear from you this morning, and we need to help Shania out.
Yeah, I need to hear from a cat lover and a cat hater.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to you to decide. Is it a match or a mistake?
B96, it's Moog and Carla Mornings, a match or mistake. This is an interesting one today with Shania, who is, she's got a cat that she loves. The cat's name is Pequod. Her boyfriend does not like the cat, does not get along with the cat. He tried to get rid of the cat, and he just left him out in the city somewhere.
Yeah, he found the cat.
He felt bad, went back, got the cat. But there was a while where she thought her cat had just gone missing, and he said, look, sorry I did this. Your cat is back. And she's like, can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? So he did the thing. He also brought the cat back. So what do you think? 877-591-9696. Is there anybody who could possibly think they should be together after something like this. Let's talk to Beatriz in Chicago. You say it's a mistake. What are your thoughts?
She should run, block, delete everything. First of all, he was disrespectful. He was disloyal. He was dishonest.
Ooh.
He was sneaky.
Yeah.
And most of all, he was non-caring about anything that she treasured in her life.
Well, and beyond her treasuring something, like, that's a living being.
Yeah, to just put it out like that.
Yeah, that had to be so scary for that cat.
Are you a cat person, Beatriz?
Yeah, not only that, but it's illegal. Illegal what he did as well. So he broke the law as well. Okay. No, run. You don't want somebody like that. No. She has to run. The cat, in 2 years' time, he should have tried to gain their trust. It's called churros. It's called treats.
Yeah.
Treats. Oh.
We have seen many people. Yep. Many people on Instagram that say, oh, I got with a boyfriend, girlfriend, they didn't like them, and now they're sleeping together, they're la, la, la.
Yeah.
No, that's a telltale sign. No, run.
All right. Thank you so much, Beatriz. And that is a solid vote
for mistake.
This is interesting because, on the other hand, Rosie is in Oaklawn, and you say this could very well be a match. Okay.
How?
Oh, yeah. Rosie?
Yeah, I think it's because cats are possessive. I'm a dog person, but if they've been together for 2 years and the cat's just jealous of the boyfriend, yes, he did wrong, but, I mean, at least he didn't cheat.
Wait, so you think that cheating is worse than taking somebody's pet and leaving it somewhere just randomly in the city?
It's a cat. I mean, you can get cats outside.
Spoken like it's a true dog person, Rosie.
Wow. Did you say you can get cats outside? My God.
Okay.
If you care about your cat so much, you would still let it out, right? You let it out free. I mean, a car could hit it if you're that caring of a cat. I wouldn't let my dog out like that.
Well, she didn't let it out. He tried to get rid of that cat. Now, I wouldn't do that either. Also, have a cat and, like, don't let her go outside.
I will, I guess, play devil's advocate and piggyback off of what Rosie said. Because let's think about it this way, right? Rosie, you said you're a dog person, right?
Yes, for sure.
And do you have a dog right now?
Yes, 18 years.
18 years, dang. Okay, if you, let's say, were to have a partner, and after 2 years, the dog just kept not liking your partner, do you think that you would be willing to get rid of your dog?
18-year-old dog.
In order to make sure that your partner felt, like, comfortable.
And your dog could legally buy cigarettes.
No. Dogs are different. Dogs are like...
Okay.
Yeah,
but see...
No, dogs are loyal. Cats are... Oof.
Now, listen, I'm a dog person who also happens to have a cat. But it's still an animal. It's still a life that looks at you and wants your pets and attention and cuddles. I disagree with you, and I never thought today that I would have to say it's inappropriate to take someone's cat and just get rid of it because you don't like it.
Without having a conversation
first. But you know what? Thank you very much for your input, Rosie.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Rosie.
Okay, so again, it's Match or Mistake. It's Shania in Oak Park, whose boyfriend got rid of her cat. Just put it out and was like, oops, the cat got lost. Left it out on the street somewhere.
Yeah, no, and it's a messed up thing to do. I think it's a little bit easier to have the conversation more lightheartedly, only because the cat is okay. The cat is okay.
So he felt guilty. He brought the cat back and was honest about it. Is it a match or is it a mistake? We've got to vote for match. Strangely, and we got to vote for mistake. Somebody break the tie. And also, coming up next, we're going to check in with Shania again and see kind of where her head's at. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, Match or Mistake on B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Mog's Mega Minute. Our trivia game is coming up here at 8:40 for your chance to win $1,000. Right now, we got Match or Mistake with Shania in Oak Park.
Yeah, I'm like, bring it back to this.
Her boyfriend got rid of her cat, Pequod. Put it out on the street and then said, oh, I think the cat got out. And then later had a change of heart and said, you know what? I did this, but I brought it back and I'm sorry. Cat could have gotten killed, eaten.
anything.
Could have gotten run over. So she's wondering, like, can I be in a relationship with somebody who's done this to me? I think they've been together for a couple of years. Now, we have asked, is it a match or a mistake? I want to be clear that most of the calls that are coming through, and there have been a lot, most of these have said mistake. What I find interesting is the couple, though, that say it's a match, and that includes Dory and Niles. And Dory wants us to have a little grace, it sounds like, right?
Of course.
So explain. You say it could be a match.
Of course I think it's a match because they've been going on. He's been dealing with this process. He's been trying to work with the cat, and the cat has not been nice to him, and he got an idea. His idea was bad, but the good part about the whole thing is that he right away told her. He didn't keep that there, and the cat could have died. The cat could have ran away.
Well, it wasn't right away. I mean, she did mourn the loss of the cat for a little bit, or at least she was concerned that it wouldn't come back.
We don't know how long, but it wasn't like a day. It was, you know?
It was longer maybe than
a
day.
So we don't know how long. So that's a question that we don't know. So what I could say is, as long as it wasn't months, then I think it's all right. I mean, maybe a day, I would okay with it.
But you say because he had a change of heart, you would give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
I think so. Because he bring the cat back and because he was honest about it.
Right.
I would definitely give him another chance because he bring the cat back. I mean, and the cat is good, and they could take him to some kind of training or something so that he could love the guy, you know, and maybe get to love each other. I mean, if she wants to keep him in his life and he's willing to do it, then go for it. Keep him.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
And she's standing 10 toes down. Bye, Dory.
I respect the differing opinions because to me, it's such an obvious run. This guy is psychotic. And I think for Nikki in Humboldt Park, you feel the same way, right?
No.
Well, no.
Not at all. This is a mistake in capital letters.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. You think like this is kind of psycho behavior, right?
Definitely a splash of psycho behavior.
A splash.
Like, what if the cat been a baby instead? Will he have just got rid of that too? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's been with her for 2 years, so he knows exactly how much that cat means to her. If he truly loved and respected her, he never would have done something like that.
Yeah, it is.
You know, on top of that, I'd be on edge all the time after this. I would never feel comfortable leaving my cat alone with him again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about like the aftermath of something like this. So say you do patch it up, then you're always like, okay. Then if there's an interaction between the cat and the guy that's negative, you're like, oh, great. Is the cat going to go missing again? Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where I understand like being frustrated at an animal, especially if it's just been a really negative relationship for years. Like that is frustrating to deal with, but you have to find another way to deal with it because I feel because I'm not a cat person or a dog person,
right? But I still wouldn't do this. You wouldn't just take them and get rid of them.
I would break up with the person before I tried to get rid of their cat or dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for real. Yeah.
Nikki, thank you so much.
It's a full extreme.
Yeah. this is extra. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Yes, it's so extra, and that's what bothers me, that he went the extra way. Could have put the cat in a room with some water and food and closed the door or something.
Right.
Turn up the music. I don't know, but not just get rid of it and then let her cry about it, and you only want to get that cat back because you felt guilty.
Do you have a cat?
If I felt guilty, that cat would still be gone.
Do you have a cat or a dog?
I have a dog for 9 years, but I also love cats too. I love fur babies, period. You know? So it just makes me feel bad that happened to the cat.
Yeah.
And I can understand the fact that she mourned the cat to let him know how much that cat meant to her.
Yeah, 100%. Well, thank you very much for that, Nikki, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Shania, now it all comes back to you. You've heard the calls, a lot of mistakes, a couple of people who said you should give them the chance, but what do you think? Is it going to be a match or a mistake?
Honestly, there's just no coming back from this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that my cat just despised him so much, maybe my cat was trying to warn me, honestly. I don't know. I am not a pet psychic, but There's no coming back from this. I don't think that I can forgive
him. It's unforgivable. He tried to get rid of your cat by taking it elsewhere and dropping it off.
Yeah, it's not like and it's a living, breathing organism per thing.
Yeah.
It's alive.
Yeah, this is your pet. Mm-hmm. This is your Pequod. This is your cat.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that's unforgivable.
It is.
And honestly, a red flag that's not psychotic tendencies. I mean, that's something that they see in the kids who inflict pain on animals is usually the biggest indicator of somebody who has psychotic.
You mean like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want yourself, you don't want to get too far down the path with this guy.
That's what I thought about, honestly.
Yeah.
Dahmer.
Well, you're making, I think, the right choice. Get rid of the dude. You and Pequod celebrate with some Pequods.
Yeah, actually, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that's
table
a lot
for
to
two.
Yeah.
You and Pequod.
I'll order in.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck, Shania.
Thank you. I appreciate it.